Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is the worst bank robbery of all time. So first up, this is ABC4 Action News. A woman attempted to rob a bank before taking money out of her own account. Spring Hill, Florida, Hernando County. Sheriff's office said this woman, she was going to rob a Wells Fargo, right, in Spring Hill, Florida. And they said that she made the investigation super easy. The woman, Vanessa Ortega, 31 years old, came out of the bank holding a bright blue object in her left hand. It looked like a firearm. Bright blue, yeah, you know, because that's what guns look like, bright blue guns. And they said that she raised the object in the air and yelled, "This is a robbery. Give me all your money." This sounds like somebody's watched too many movies. Detectives arrived. They said that they knew who she was because she's a regular customer at this branch. And then she also paused to make sure she took money out of her own account. She told deputies she was just joking about the robbery. So she was it was a Nerf gun, and she then took money out of her own account, and they got her. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What?
Was she drunk?
I don't know. They don't say. She's faces two counts, attempted robbery with a weapon, and then she has a $20,000 bond. Dang. Oh, my goodness. A drunkity-drunk Florida man crashed into a fire hydrant, and that wasn't the only thing he did. Then he attacked a deputy. A Flagler County man was driving drunk, fleeing police, ran into a fire hydrant, and then when deputies tried to take him into custody after he exited the vehicle, he tried to attack the deputy, and he immediately was taken to the pokey because you can't do that. You can't attack deputies. Just you're driving drunk, you hit a hydrant, just get out and be peaceful. A Florida woman was out shoplifting when her car caught fire and her two kids were left unattended inside. She was in a Dillard's to steal. 24-year-old Central Florida woman is in jail after her two children were left alone inside her vehicle when it caught fire. Orlando's Fox 35 reported that Alicia Moore left two of her children inside. It was May 26, and car was engulfed in flames. She was leaving the store with her stolen items. She dropped everything and ran out. And her one child was treated for first-degree burns to face and ears. So she's held on a $48,000 bond on all kinds of charges. Wait,
they still have Dillard's?
That's what you got out of the
That's
story?
That's what I got out of the story. There's Dillard's are open?
Yes, there's a Dillard's.
I haven't
still
seen
Dillard's.
Really, when's the last time you see the Dillard's open?
I mean, I don't go to malls. I hate shopping.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I haven't seen anything about Dillard's.
But this woman was in it when her kids were burning in her car.
Yeah, but I didn't know Dillard's was still open.
Oh, for the love. Dillard's is still there. Kane's like, wait, what? Dillard's? Dillard's is there? Dillard's is there. All right, this guy also is the worst. This is the worst disguise of all time. So another robbery, right? This is NBC6. So on Saturday, it was at a phone repair store in Miami Gardens. A man walks inside. He's caught on camera stealing merchandise while wearing a cardboard box on his head. The owner of iRepair Tech shared video with NBC6. The man it was just like a big white cardboard box on his head. And he was shattering glass displays, reaching inside to grab the phones. And the store owner said that he saw the man's face on surveillance video. He started investigating around the shopping plaza. And apparently they found out that the culprit was at the same plaza drinking with his friends at a nearby liquor store. So that's how he leaves, takes the box off his head and goes, sits and has drinks with his friends. Like literally in the same Miami Gardens area. Why? The guy's identified as Claude Vincent Griffin. He's 33 years old. He was charged with grand theft, burglary, criminal mischief. Oh, also cocaine possession and resisting an officer without violence. So why would you go to work? That's just like of all the places that I'm not saying commit theft, but you're wearing a box over your head and you're just, did he want to go to jail? I mean, if you're really going to try to, like, steal something and then get away, why would you target, like, a phone repair shop? Wouldn't you set your goals higher? I mean, I'm not encouraging this, but I'm just trying to figure out, why do you risk the biscuit for that? Doesn't make any sense to me. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KeltechWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
You know, created a really sort of unbalanced dynamic and made the co-parenting thing really hard to actually live in practice. And so, you know, that experience, you know, was one that led us to this conclusion that, hey, we need not just a general parental leave policy, but an equal parental leave policy that treats birthing and non-birthing parents equally. So we've implemented that and give everybody 4 months, regardless of whether you're the birthing parent or the non-birthing parent. And then last, we also, as a company, have always tried to sort of be socially minded and not just be about bottom line profit.
So if you're wondering who that lady was talking, that was the CEO of Harry's Razors. Yeah, the CEO of Harry's Razors. And remember Harry's, didn't they get some in trouble because didn't they partner with... a gender cosplayer or something like that, like a trans influencer. I hate the word influencer. Yeah. And I don't understand the people who are like, oh, here's our razor for alphabet people. Like if you have sex this way, you can use this razor. Like, does it make your hair grow different? Like, I'm just curious. So they hired a woman that had a medically unnecessary double mastectomy to promote their men's razors. So, does she grow facial hair? I mean, she got some peach fuzz? I don't know. Anyway, that's what they created a razor, a trans razor. It's a banana that identifies as a razor. Drag it on your face. It's how you do it. Did you know that, Kane?
I have no idea.
You just take a banana, you just drag it on your face. It's the trans razor.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. And then when it rots, you can just order another one.
Doesn't sound effective, but all right.
I mean, it's the whole gist of it, though, right?
Yeah.
It's how it works. I am walking a fine line here, guys. I am full of just smart aleckness right now. Why do you have to have special products for how you choose to do private things? I got questions. Like, how does this work? So I'm more, can I be really honest with the picture that you just sent me, Kane, and the link that you just sent me? Because I'm more concerned about the person's teeth than I am about how they shave. It looks like a ragged hot mess up there. I feel like I'm looking at some of the granite peaks coming out of the moors somewhere in Western England. That's what it looks like. I'm like, somebody needs to hit a dentist.
We need a Harry's tooth.
Little Invisalign. You know what? And they don't care what kind of, you know, bitch you got. So they did it. They said they partnered with a female who identifies as a man, a special razor. The razor explodes, I guess, if you're a chick and you try to use it, or a dude and tries to use it. I don't know. But you have someone who practices self-mutilation using a razor in a way that a man would. Now, I don't care if chicks want to use men's razors. Let me just be the first to tell you. Women's razors suck. They're horrible. They are the worst things ever. They're created for people who are terrified of using an actual blade. I can't stand women's... I use a straight edge. I use a, when I shave, I've shaved my legs, and when I want like a straight up razor, I want a razor. I want to do it properly. I got a safety razor. I got a straight, yes, and I don't want to mess around with no like, oh, here's your pink razor with the sticky thing on the end that's annoying and it gets weird and it falls off. Nah, nobody wants to use that stuff. I mean, just, you know, a little bit of education and a little care goes a long way. Before I started using a safety razor and everything else, I would just use I'd get one of my husband's razors. My favorite thing in the world was to get one of his facial razors, because ladies, y'all know those were the best. And they would always be like, golly, why is this razor horrible, after they would go shave? Because you just used it to shave your legs. That's like one of, that was like one of the biggest, you know, disagreements early on in our marriage. Because I can't remember what it was, but I was like, this is amazing. It was like the holy grail of razors. And it was so, it didn't have the stupid thing on the end. You know, the stupid sticky thing didn't have that. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I loved the blade. I was like, oh, this is great. And he was like, you got to stop doing this because it's ruined. I can't use it to shave my face after this. And I'm like, oh, that's shenanigans. No, nobody believes you. And then he got me my own, just like, so we had matching his and his razors. And so, because it's just a better razor. Dude's razors are better. So I have no problem with chicks using dude's razors. I have a problem with a razor company that celebrates the harmful body shaming mutilation of a woman who wants to cosplay as a dude, and then you try to sell that like you're trying to make money off of mental illness. It would be like using an anorexic person to sell diet pills. Stop it. It's the same damn thing. You can get mad at me all you want to for saying it, but it's the same thing. It would be like a company or like a fitness company using a someone who's dealing with an eating disorder. Or, you know, something like whatever. I mean, it's classless, it's inappropriate, and you're promoting something that is actually harmful. And so that's the issue. So you got this guy who comes out, they come out with this razor, and then you got this guy, the CEO, birthing persons. I got some thoughts on that. And he's sitting on a stage with a bunch of dudes. It's a sausage party that's on stage, and they're talking about birthing persons. There is nothing that is more potent as natural birth control than men who debase themselves on stage like this, or in any fashion like this. A man who gets up and is like, I'm a feminist, immediately, it is natural birth control. A man who gets up there and says things like birthing persons, that is natural birth control. Birthing persons. I heard every woman across the country who's listening to the program or watching the simulcast, I heard that sharp little intake of breath that you just did when he said that and when I repeated it. I heard it. That's like one of the most dangerous sounds in the world. Men know, right? Oh, yeah. Golly. I mean, it just, like touching the thermostat's a dangerous place to be. And then that little intake of breath, oh man, gives a man chills. But this, it's women. Like, what is so wrong with saying that? What is so wrong with saying that? Why do companies got to debase themselves like this? So the CEO, again, he needs to eat a sandwich, this guy. Here's the thing. When people sit here and they talk about wokery and all this other stuff, and some people, there's some Republicans out there. Who do you got? Ed Rollins. Isn't he one of the guys out there who was on the Republican side? And now he's like, you guys got to stop talking about woke. No one wanted to know what Ed Rollins thought about anything since before I was born. Nobody cares. I didn't even know he was still on the earth. In fact, I forgot that he ever existed, much less was still on the earth. Nobody knows what this old fart. Nobody knows what these dudes think. Nobody cares. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I have three words for you: hawk and snake. A Texas woman is viciously attacked by a snake and a hawk at the same time as she mowed her backyard. Peggy Jones was first attacked by a snake, only to then be swooped on by a hungry hawk as it tried to grab its prey. She was left with deep lacerations and bruises on her arm after this entirely bizarro chance encounter. She says she feels lucky to have survived. She had to have her arm all bandaged up. It was wild. She said that she was yelling and screaming and her husband didn't know what was going on. She said, I thought I was bitten by the snake, but apparently it was just the hawk that got her. She said the snake was squeezing her arm. She was on a tractor mower, and the snake literally fell out of the sky, landed on her at her home in Silsbee. It tightened on her arm, then the hawk swooped down and then started clawing at her because that it thought she had its food. And she, like, they broke her glasses. She had snake venom on her glasses. She said the hawk hit her face. She said she actually doesn't know that she didn't think she got bitten by the snake at all. But the hawk ended up like taking it out. She had to go to the hospital. That is crazy. And that's not her first snake attack. Apparently they fall off out of trees and stuff. It's crazy though. Oh my gosh. So Cardi B, you know, that video where she threw the mic, she threw that microphone at somebody who threw water at her. Okay. That sold on eBay, the mic, for almost $100,000. It sold on eBay for almost $100,000. That is crazy. Golly. This is an insane story. The U.S. has arrested 79 people linked to a global pedophile ring. It was busted after the high-profile murders of two FBI agents in Florida in 2021. Well, now they've run them down. Aussie cops detained 19 others and they rescued 13 children. I hope they rope all of these people up and kill them in the most torturous way possible. Oh my, publicly. Kill these sickos torturously and publicly. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that 13 children were arrested, but, you know, that's 13 out of many more that still are not. Tonga's volcano. Apparently, so their undersea volcano eruption that was last year in January was larger than any nuclear blast ever conducted by the U.S., apparently. And the shockwave was felt worldwide, according to a new study which was released this week. It injected large amounts of water vapor into the stratosphere, and it could cause global temperatures to warm temporarily. A volcano. Stick with us. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free, and it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. The lazy girl job is in right now. Here's why. Rather than lean in, which is a stupid phrase, young workers say they want jobs that can be done from home, come with a cool boss, and end at 5 p.m. sharp. Wow, I want $1 million and a puppy, too. So they talk about this chick. She works as a freelance digital marketer. She calls it a lazy girl job. Now people have been like, using that as like the standard measure of what they want to do. She said she used to work 10-hour days as an environmental tech. Now she logs 3 hours a day promoting makeup and skincare products online. Look, y'all cannot be doing this. Every damn broad out there cannot be influencing with makeup and skincare products, because then all y'all are going to be doing are influencing each other with makeup and skincare products. Stop it. So they talk about hashtag lazy girl job. It can be done from home. They want to earn between $60,000 and $80,000 a year and basically not work hard. That's just lazy. That's just laziness. And so many of these people, I think, talk about influencers. They said 6 in 10 workers say they're putting in less than maximum effort, according to a Gallup Global Workplace survey. They looked at 120,000 working adults. Kane is dying over here. They said that men have posted to more anonymous platforms like the anti-work community on Reddit. They said that hustle culture is toxic at times. They are trying to brainwash subsequent generations into being lazy, i.e. being easy to control. Yep. That's what this is about. This isn't about lazy. This is about they want to convince you to be lazy. They want to convince you that any kind of extra work is just put upon you. They want you to be easy to control. They want you to be dependent upon the federal government. This is about being dependent on the state. This is about making you governable. And by governable, I mean controllable. Some have said younger women are using it almost in a way that they don't understand the damage that they could do. Why would you also brand yourself a lazy girl? And hustle culture isn't toxic. It's called ambition. Ambition's getting a bad rap from lazy people who want to convince you that it's better to be dependent upon the government. Like, I love that there's a meme out there and it shows two lions. One lion's in a cage and the other lion is chilling with his lioness out on the, Serengeti. And it said one of these lions has everything provided for them. They have their food provided for them, their water provided for them, their health care provided for them. They want for nothing in life. And the other is free. That's the difference. I mean, it is, it's weird. And so all these people, I think that one of the downsides of lockdown, and ultimately I think that was also, if I really wanted to be a golly, if I really wanted to be a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, I'm not saying that I'm being this, and I'm not saying that I'm not. You know, getting everybody to stay in lockdown was like a way to get everyone to, for a couple of years, flirt with this idea of living like that permanently, staying at home permanently, living at home, working at home permanently. Now, I work at home, and that's just the nature of my job, but that's not, you know, at all the reality of jobs today. And you have to fight for work-life balance. But these people, I really think that that's what the downside of lockdown is, that people decided, oh no, we want to do this all the time. We want to do it all the time. So now they do this lazy girl stuff. I think this is bad. They always say that the biggest, I guess, lazy girl jobs are influencers. And this is all, again, stupid social media and TikTok. Everybody, I want to sit here and influence you about makeup. Have you seen some of this? It's stupid. Or I see people who talk about makeup stuff that, you know, some people have known since we were like 12. Stop. Not everybody can be an influencer. Not everyone is good at being an influencer. Everyone thinks that because they have the opportunity that they can go and do it, but it actually requires some skill. And I don't know. I can't stand it. I don't even hang out on Instagram anymore. I have to force myself to post on Instagram. Are you on Instagram a lot, Kane?
No, not often at all.
Actually, I don't know why. I used to like it and now I hate it. Because I go and it's like everybody I know is trying to push something. That's why I really, because we've had people who've tried to pay me to post on Instagram, and they've tried to put this up on Instagram, put this up, we should do this. And I'm just like, I think I would rather cut all my arms and legs off than do that. That sounds like hell. I hate it to death. And it sounds like more work for me, and I don't feel like doing that. I don't want to sit here and post about a prod. I cannot stand it. I hate it so bad. It feels so fake. Like people using stuff and they're pushing it on you. Or everyone has home goods that they push on you. And it's all, everybody gets the same junk that's made in China. I saw some chick that was pushing some like home goods stuff. And then I think I saw it like on Amazon or something, made in China. And it was like a third of the price what they were pushing it for. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. I can't stand it. And if people want to make their money like that, that's fine. I am going to judge because I can. It's just, I can't stand it. I just can't go. I can't hardly go on. Everything is so curated and it's so fake. It's just more opportunity to be fake. And that's what all of this is. They want you to be vapid. They want you to be dependent. They want you to be controllable. And they want you to need them. The government.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.